The Trail of the Valentine's Day Rose. Miami, from bud to bloom, harvest to vase, the trail of the rose that ends on Valentine's Day is a model of supply chain synchronicity perfected over the last half century. More than 90% of the roses Americans will buy for Valentine's Day were grown on co-op farms on the Andean slopes of Colombia and Ecuador, pinched to induce buds in November, cut only days ago, and flown to Miami International Airport to be shipped in refrigerated trucks within hours to wholesalers nationwide and across Canada. Rose stems cut in Colombia this morning could be in a florist shop in Colombia, South Carolina, tonight. If you ask most consumers, where do flowers come from that are in their supermarket? Most of them think they're locally grown in somebody's backyard, but they're not, Christine Bolt, Executive Vice President of the Association of Floral Importers of America, told the Epoch Times. The association represents about 85% of the 150 or so floral importers that operate out of warehouses clustered within 5 miles of the airport in Miami, she said. Last year, Americans spent $2.6 billion on flowers, with 40% purchased on Valentine's Day, according to the National Retail Federation, which projects similar spending in 2025. Overall, U.S. consumers spent $25.8 billion celebrating Valentine's Day in 2024, which is estimated to increase to a record $27.5 billion this year. The supply chain of flowers is a marvel of speed, planning, and global collaboration, Elizabeth Daly, Director of Marketing and Communications at the Society of American Florists, told the Epoch Times. The Society, which represents more than 7,000 florist retailers and wholesalers, cites estimates from U.S. trade data that the nation's 40,000 florists will sell approximately $1.67 billion in roses during the week of Valentine's Day. Still, supermarkets and 1-800-FLOWERS are the largest single retailers of cut flowers. More than 60% of Valentine's roses come from Colombia, with Ecuador providing about 25%, Bolt said. Colombia's cut flower industry, which didn't export its first shipment until 1968, now wholesales more than $2 billion a year to the United States, employs more than 200,000, mostly women, mostly on small farms of fewer than 20 acres, according to Asocoflores, the Colombian Association of Flower Exporters. When Colombian President Gustavo Petro refused to accept U.S. military flights carrying deportees to Colombia in late January, Trump threatened a 25% tariff on Colombian exports, including Valentine's Day roses. Within a day, Petro relented, and Trump lifted the tariff. That was a turbulent ride, Bolt said. But we're hoping that, you know, everyone understands that Colombia, number one, is our partner. I mean, they are a main supplier, main source. The United States has a free trade agreement with Colombia but not Ecuador, meaning, we've been paying duties for over 4 years now because the generalized system of preferences expired. So we've been trying to work on that, she said. The generalized system of preferences, or GSP, allows duty-free or low-duty imports from developing countries. The system expired during Trump's first term, and bills seeking to renew it have stalled. Loading up, shipping out. Miami is the fulcrum on which the entire system pivots, where 8 billion or more flower stems arrive yearly for nationwide distribution. There are more than 100 refrigerated warehouses that employ more than 6,100, primarily west of Miami International Airport. Bolt said that 91% of flowers enter the United States through South Florida, with 90-95% by air and the remaining by sea containers. On average, Miami International Airport handles 32,500 boxes of flowers a day. But as Valentine's Day nears, up to 50 cargo jets deliver as many as 95,000 boxes of flowers daily, according to the Miami-Dade Aviation Department's marketing division. Within 24 hours of being cut, flowers are hauled from rural farms to Bogota or Quito, where they are packed onto FedEx, UPS, or DHL temperature-controlled jets. The Colombian airline Avianca doubles its daily cargo flights to Miami in the month leading up to Valentine's Day. Upon arriving at Miami International Airport, shipments undergo inspection by U.S. Customs and Border Protection, where specialists check for pests and diseases, Daly said. Once cleared, flowers are sent to wholesale distribution centers across the country, where cold storage ensures their freshness. Wholesalers sort the flowers by quality, color, and variety before shipping them to florists, she said. Florists then prepare the blooms for customers by trimming, hydrating, and creating bouquets, Daly said. This entire process, from South American farms to U.S. homes, occurs within days, showcasing the precision and time sensitivity required to ensure that flowers arrive fresh and vibrant for their recipients. But for Leo Victoria, co-owner of American Floral Cargo, January 15th is the exact date Valentine's Day started and February 10th is when it ends. Orders are finalized in December, and the logistics part begins with the final 2 weeks before the one-day holiday. It is a race against time, he said. American Floral Cargo has hired 15 extra hands to load and unload trucks and sort out pallets of rose boxes for distribution, Victoria said. In the early afternoon, 10 days before Valentine's Day, his office and warehouse were in a midday lull. The morning dispatch of loaded trucks had left the warehouse bound for California and Canada, as far away as Vancouver, British Columbia. By the weekend, trucks will be headed for the Carolinas and New England, Victoria said, with the last round of deliveries in the final days dedicated to Florida. By 6 p.m., the trucks will be bringing more flowers from the airport, and by morning, they are shipped, and the process begins again, he said. Next door at Armolini Logistics, one of 30 independent Miami trucking companies that near exclusively transports flowers in refrigerated tractor trailers, owner Steve Armolini is dodging pallet jacks in the 38 to 42 degree Fahrenheit warehouse. About 580 trucks leave the warehouse each day, but it will be 700 a day for the next 10 days, he said. Armolini said his 80-year-old family business ships cross-country and into Canada. The company also has 6 terminals where wholesalers can pick up deliveries in California, Dallas, Atlanta, and 3 in Florida. Armolini's largest single customer is Publix. The Florida-based grocery chain usually orders about 50 loads a week, with that ballooning to more than 100 as Valentine's Day nears, he said. Publix actually has a desk in his office. If they deal with flowers, they deal with me somehow, Armolini said, noting he ships for 150 companies, including American Floral Cargo. The company's motto is "Tomorrow's product today." We're always a day ahead, he said. A lot of logistics going on, he said. Flower after flower after flower.